Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is Amaya Stone, and today we're going to be talking about prevent communicable diseases. So earlier I had did a slideshow for it, and I said, why would I do more work when I already did it? But I'm just going to add a few more details and more information, but let's just get right to start. So you might be thinking, what is a communicable disease? Well, let me tell you this now. It is a disease that is spread from one person to another person. So basically, as you already know, coronavirus. I really don't know how it started, but I know when you cough or you have it, the minute you talk, it transmits from you to that person. That person talks to somebody else and transfers from them. And it keeps going and on and on. That's why we have these masks. But sometimes, 75% of these masks are not helping. But that's another topic. There are four main types of communicable disease: viruses, bacteria, fungi, and protists. Protists. And, well, fifth, COVID-19. We have to put that in the subject. How to prevent these communicable diseases? Whoa, I should stop. Wash your hands and please cover your mouth. You can use hand sanitizer, Lysol, Clorox, not on your skin. Don't be stupid, guys. Be smart. You want to put it on the areas bin. You know, make sure you wash your fruit. Because we all know about these strawberries, them little bugs. No. Make sure you wash your fruits and vegetables with warm water, especially meat. Meat, cold water. But fruits and vegetables, warm water. You gotta get it out. Don't share personal items. I mean, I share items with, you know, my friends, but, you know, it's not like a toothbrush and stuff. But, don't share a toothbrush. Don't share, a hairbrush. I don't see how a hairbrush can spread a disease, but you never know. There's a lot of things that we don't know. If you're sick, stay home. They always tell us at school, don't come to school if you're sick. Why? Because germs spread the world. As you know, we're at home. Also, I have some amazing facts about these diseases. And, God, you're going to love them. So, right off the top. Did you know that viruses were initially discovered in the 1890s? So, it wasn't just the 20s period. It started way back then, before we were even born up. So that's how you know. It's been around. It's just never been maintainable. Another one of my favorite facts is... Here's one. Rabies was one of the oldest infectious diseases. It was caused when an infected animal scratches or bites another animal or human. I like that one because it's wow. So you're telling me if I was a rat and I scratch or bite another animal, that animal has rabies. And it all has to do with a scratch or a bite. That's how you see how serious these diseases can get. Just a tiny scratch, you can be deadly. There are tons of communicable diseases throughout the world. The most common ones are Ebola, influenza, and one, of course, coronavirus. So I already know what these viruses are. I should not have to tell y'all what they are. Basically, everybody is at risk for these diseases, but most likely older people because they're already old and their immune system is weak. So that's why they're telling elders to stay in the house, because they're the ones for the virus to attack harder, because they don't have a strong immune system as us. Oh my God, sorry. I'm so sorry for the midst of words. I just get so excited, explaining stuff. One more fact, and then we're going to go on to how I feel about this stuff. Not helping yourself get better can lead to a higher chance of you dying. Now, I'm not saying that this is a cure. I'm just saying, if I have a sore throat, I'm just saying I don't. This is an example, but if I have a sore throat, and I keep going outside with no jacket, and I'm just walking around the house with tank tops and shorts, and I go outside knowing it's freezing cold, and I get sicker and sicker, why would you want to risk your life more? Why? You will want to help kill the virus or disease or whatever it was, but don't make it stronger. the stronger that bacteria and germs becomes, the weaker you become. You can't let these things defeat you. And message to the world. I'm just saying, I'm a spiritual person. So if you don't like the God figures and all this stuff, then that's fine. Fine all means. But I'm just saying my opinion and how I feel. I feel like we need to stop. Like, we are too old and young to not know that to wash your hands, to clean up our stuff, and do all this stuff. We can't risk another generation getting exposed to these horrible diseases, and we want to see life for them. I don't want to have kids in the future. Sorry, I have a sibling. But I don't want to have kids and they'd be like, Mom, why can't we go out anymore? Did this happen when you were age? No, I want the next generation to be so much better. Everybody being nice to each other. Trees growing greener. I want it to be like a movie scene. But that doesn't help get to it if it's just me standing alone. I need the whole entire world. In my opinion, I feel like the more we disobey God's word and rules, the more he opens up for us to see, which is good, and learn from. But he doesn't want us to do it. But that's another story. And my quote of the day is, be the solution, not the problem. Fight for the planet, not just your neighbors. What that means is, as simple as it sounds, fight for the world, not for your buddy right there. You want to fight for the whole world. Because if Jimmy is out here fighting for the world and Sam is over here fighting for herself, what does that do good for any of them? You can't fight alone. It's not going to work. But thanks, guys. That's my podcast, and I hope you enjoy it. I'll be doing more because I have a teacher named Miss Bell, and yeah. Not Miss Bell. I did not say Miss Bell. I said Mr. Bell. He's my teacher at Parkland High School. So, yeah, that's why you hear the podcast. So, hope you enjoy. Bye.